Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. How appropriate. We are all dancing to the intro. Today is a very special podcast. I have three of my choir classmates with me to talk about all things choir. And then we're going to kind of go from there. We're going to talk about some other things. I did very quickly before I came down today, write down some things to talk about, but then we're going to go from there. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to start with, like, I want everybody to introduce themselves.
Love that.
Tell me when you started singing in a choir. Like, how old were you? Because I know all of you guys have been doing this way longer than I have.
Give yourself some credit.
Yeah, give yourself some credit.
I don't know about way longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, for me, it's just been since the beginning of last year. So.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow.
You only got 2 years on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought we'd been in choir together for a lot longer. It feels like it's been a long
time.
Yes, I love that. Yay. Okay, and wait a minute. What did you say?
That you only have 2 years on me?
So you just started.
When I was in junior year of high school, I finally got into my high school's choir, then through senior year, and now, this would be my third year in choir.
No, mm-hmm. You have more time than me, because I literally just started last January.
I'm saying that I only have 2 more years.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that being said.
Absolute children. No.
Absolute children. Okay. Yes, this episode is already wonderful. Okay, so let's go around the room, and we'll start with Matthew.
My name is Matthew. I'm 20 years old, and no, I'm not. Oh, my God, I lied.
Whoa.
I'm 21. Oops, I just remembered I had a birthday. Ooh. So I did choir since, I want to say, 5th grade.
Wow.
That's no time.
How old are we when we're in 5th grade? What, like 10, 11, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's 10.
I have no idea. A long time ago. I've slept since then.
That being said.
You joined kindergarten at like 4 to 5 typically, so then add 5 years to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go with that.
The math makes sense.
Exactly. All right, that being said.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
So hi.
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 My name is Toby.
Hey, Toby.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been in choir since. So are we doing like choirs in like a choir or just like choir class, like music
choir class?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say like 16 years technically.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to a performing arts elementary, middle, and high school.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So since kindergarten, I've been singing.
Wow. See, I went to performing arts middle and high school, but it was more, I leaned more into the like art and the dance and ballet in high school.
You can never catch me dancing.
I might. Go ahead and you introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Caroline. I am 18. I've only done choir for 3 years, but I've been singing my whole life just because I come from a very music-based family.
Oh, love that. Woo. Okay, so what do each of you love the most about choir?
I love the community of it all. I love meeting different people and different backgrounds and just learning about each other and creating relationships. I love that.
That's so real.
Yes, I agree with that. When I stepped into the choir room for the first time in January of last year, I was like, I have found my other people. Yes.
I love that.
I was just like, holy cow, this is wonderful. Yes. And literally the sense of community just in that classroom, I was like,
it's crazy.
Yay.
It was exuciating.
So supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exuciating?
Is that a word?
I don't know.
We're just going to call that a madism.
Do you need exuding?
Yes, exuding.
Exuding. Okay.
Oh my
God. And so Caroline, Toby, can you guys add anything? What do you love about it the most?
What don't I love about choir, honestly? Doing the alto part.
So noted, don't five love octave alto.
Range. Five octave
range. Exactly, five octave range, come on. Okay. Yes. Another amazing clap for that one.
Yeah, I've recently found out that I, through my vocal development, I have a five octave range, which means that I'm able to do any part in the choir. So I've been trying to challenge myself by doing the alto part, which I had no idea how hard the alto part actually is.
Yeah.
But joining choir has been such a transformative experience for me, finding people who have the same values towards music and art as I do, and getting to express myself in a way that honestly feels as natural to me as breathing. It's just, I honestly don't know where I would be mentally without choir at this point.
That is so awesome. I absolutely agree. Music is everything.
It really is.
I love that. Love
music. It's also how, well, not exactly how I met, but pretty close to how I met one of my best friends across this table here.
Ooh. Oh, I love that.
Shucks. That's how we got to meet. If we didn't have choir together, yeah, we wouldn't even know each other.
Right.
What about theater?
Well,
he was
joined,
in a part of theater then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't. I joined theater after Toby graduated.
Yeah. Oh. For context, we all three of us went to high school together.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah. Yes. I graduated first, and then Matthew, and then Caroline. Mm.
Which high school is that?
Everett.
Lansing. Where's Everett?
Everett? In the Lansing area.
Okay.
It is a performing arts high school.
Okay.
Big quotations on performing arts high school.
They try, but yeah, bureaucracy, funding,
got it.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Performing arts school, we sure get a lot of sports.
Right?
You know, a lot of the time, I find, especially here, that happens. It even happened with my high school in Orlando. We were performing arts middle and high school, and when I was in 10th grade, they opened up School of Choice.
Oh.
And where before it was strictly, it wasn't like strictly to that area, but it was literally just that's what that high school was for. There were other middle schools, there was other high schools that had just general stuff. And then, of course, you know, all the good football players and baseball players came to good old Dr. Phillips High School.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but the high school that I went to was in front of, technically in the back of Universal Studios.
Ooh.
What?
That is cool. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So when I was in high school and like ninth grade, they were breaking ground on Islands of Adventure. Within a month of starting ninth grade, they started putting up, you know how they do the fence line with like the green stuff?
Yeah.
For Islands of, Islands of Adventure. And you could see just all of the coasters and everything just being built from across the street.
That's really cool.
Did you ever sneak onto the lot?
Yeah.
No, because they are serious about their security.
Oh, yeah.
No one quotes.
No one quotes. Okay, so I have a question for you guys next. Where have you struggled with choir?
I'd say a lot of different places. Personally, I'm about to call myself out on this.
Ooh.
So I was also in band in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was not very studious in that sense, which is not the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am decent-ish. I can get by with bass clef. Treble clef, whole different ball game. Oh, no. So I guess reading music and then, like, notation of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I do better than some people in the sense of I know when the note goes up and when the note goes down. But, like, if I sit there and I, like, clap it out, I can figure out the rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just takes me a minute.
Get out my metronome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Key signatures are... No.
Real.
I've taken a piano class. I hate key signatures.
Same. They're kind of evil. They're the bane of my existence.
I just got done with theory 1 and 2. And let me tell you something. As someone who has unmedicated ADD, mm-hmm. I had to take about 6 to 8 hours extra every single day on those lessons.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it was a lot. Like, yeah, yeah, yes, absolutely. And I had to figure out my own ways of, like, memorizing all of the things for all the exams. Oh, my goodness. So I feel you on that, yeah. Toby. Mm-hmm.
It's so much. I applaud anyone who, like, has that memorized and can just, like, whip, like, that's their party trick, mm-hmm. that they can just do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even just hand them some sheet, yes. music, and they're able, like, they just look
I
at it.
I have to think about it. Still even. Right. I, yeah. literally have to physically, like, in my mind picture my own little cheat sheet, yep. that I used to write, yep. down on the paper. I have to think about it first and be like, all right, what key is this D sharp? Oh, okay. Where is that in the thing? Okay, there we go. Like,
yeah. No, we have a person in our class, who shall be named anonymous. But she, like, is incredible on the keys. She's just, oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. She's just amazing, and I'm so envious, but she's so talented, and I'm like, if I could snatch just an ounce of that talent, it would be mine.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? Oh. Not anybody else. Everybody else, tell me, where have you struggled in choir personally? And that could be currently, that could be in the past.
I struggle a lot because, like, I have I would say a basic understanding of music theory. Like, I, mm-hmm. understand treble and bass clef. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you hand me sheet music, give me some time, I can tell you what the notes are. Okay. The problem for me is that I can't then equate those notes to the sound.
Mm.
Ooh,
so,
yeah.
like, I can look at a paper and say, oh, that's an A note. I can't then sing the A note.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's definitely where I struggle a lot, especially with how we currently do choir, because, mm-hmm. here it seems to be very based on a rudimentary understanding of sight reading, which, mm-hmm. I do not have.
Yes. Right.
At our old high school, the way that we did choir there was very much we would be given a piece, and then the choir director, Mr. Kinney, love him.
Shout out to Mr. Kinney. We love you.
The entire reason that I have any skill, Mr. Kinney, he would always go through each part individually on the piano. So, mm-hmm. we would start off with that basis of, okay, this is what it's supposed to sound like. So it made it a lot easier to pick out our parts as they were being played, because we had that base, like, okay, this is what things are supposed to sound like.
Yes.
Whereas here, it's very much just handed the piece of sheet music and trying to figure it out. And I've been struggling because of it.
So one of the things that I do, because I don't always have all of the pitches, and this is just a for help, not, mm-hmm. that you need help. I'm just, like, putting my two cents in. I actually go home, and on my keyboard, I will play everything out for,
oh, wow.
soprano.
Yeah,
because my thing is that if I hear it,
mm-hmm.
I can remember.
Right.
I don't always.
Same.
I don't. Sometimes I forget between Thursday and Tuesday, and I got to be reminded. It's whatever. But yep. playing it at home, I don't know if you have a piano at home, it helps a ton.
Mm. Yeah.
What about?
That's been my plan, though, to go, yeah. home and start playing it on the keyboard.
Yes. Yes. Matthew?
One struggle for me is, like, I can't really read music. Like, I learned a little bit during my senior year, but, like, all of that's just gone out the window.
Yeah.
And I can't remember anything. And now I'm, like, struggling, like, okay, what key is this in? What note do I sing? Help.
Sometimes I forget the flats and sharps, and, yeah. I'll just...
I felt that so hard.
Oh,
so,
I don't even think about the flats or sharps.
No.
I'm just like, okay, how is it supposed to sound? And,
right.
I'll look at where there's a flat,
yes.
or sharp, and I'll just know, okay, this is supposed to sound different than how it would normally, mm-hmm. sound. So I'll just go off of, does it sound wrong? Especially,
yes.
if it's a sharp.
Yeah.
I've just,
yeah.
learned that, like, it's supposed to sound wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yes. I mean, sometimes there's just so much information on the page,
mm-hmm.
that it's almost too much to look at.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, I
and
agree.
It's
yeah.
just
all
like
the dynamics.
Yes,
the dynamics, the mezzo forte. There,
yes.
was like that. There's a couple of different
crescendos.
The repeats.
Yeah, the repeats.
Okay, the repeats.
I'm going to be honest. I don't struggle with the repeats as much. That might just be me, but
I just have to pay attention to it.
That's where my ADD brain is just like, ding, 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 ding. What, squirrel? Yeah.
So real. Because sometimes I go on autopilot and okay, so I'll sing this part and like, oh, no, wrong part. Oops.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so what would each of you tell someone that isn't familiar with choir about choir life?
Firstly, I would just say, however lame you think we are for choir, I guarantee you we are far lamer than you think.
For real.
I fear that is correct.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could say that like we're always hanging out and partying, even to the extent of like Glee, where they would have house parties.
We are not Glee.
No, that is not how things are. We are just a bunch of people who care about music, so we sit in a classroom singing together.
I mean, we could do Glee.
I would
I actually have a really good idea. I'm going to suggest it in class.
Ooh.
So have do you guys know who Alex Warren is?
I do not.
Oh, that sounds very familiar.
So he was in the Hype House, and he has a song out right now called Ordinary, and he wrote it about.
I'm going to look him up.
Yeah, look it up.
Look it up later.
What's
so
his
there,
name?
Yeah, we'll Alex Warren.
Alex Warren.
So my idea is to get one of the altos or tenor guys to sing the song, because there is a wedding version of the song.
Ooh.
Where it's him with a choir backing him.
Ooh.
And I'm like, how cool would that be if of us, the choir, was singing it? I'll show it to you guys after we're done here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's amazing.
So give someone like a solo part to do the melody,
yes,
and then choir behind it.
Yeah,
I love that.
Ooh, you could even break it up so that it's like, okay, fake names, but Jack.
Yeah,
Jack gets verse
one.
A. Yeah, verse
yes.
one.
Yes.
And then we all sing together as the chorus.
Yes.
And then Sarah gets verse two, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You could even break it up like that, or even like a couple lines.
You could even do something,
so cool.
Like, depending on how much work would want to be put into it, you could do something where like individuals get the verses, but the chorus, like the melody goes to one of the parts.
Mm-hmm.
So
ooh,
like all the tenors get get one chorus, mm-hmm, all the
I'll say
really interesting. Yeah.
Do the second chorus.
I love that.
Cool. See, okay, yeah,
you're genius.
Gotta, okay, table that. We're gonna talk about that after we get off air.
Oh,
music
kings.
Absolutely.
Okay, Toby, Matthew, what would you tell someone if they did not know anything about choir, about choir life?
I gotta think about it.
Right. If you're passionate about singing and you want to sing with others, I would highly suggest do it. Just know that it's not Hollywood, so we're not all friends together. But if you do get friends with other people, that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd say don't be afraid to make mistakes or ask questions. Personally, I get so lost sometimes.
Real.
Like,
same.
Try your best, and you're just like, I don't even know what measure we're on, but I'm just going to wing it.
Right.
Yeah,
that was
so
me Tuesday.
I felt that. I felt that
there's
so hard.
There's a reason I had to ask for the alto part every song.
Literally.
We
did.
And that's okay.
Yes.
You know, because they're.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
There's always going to be someone who's able to answer those questions, whether it's another student, whether it's somebody else who's in your section.
Yes.
Whether it's your teacher or the, oh my gosh, what is the name of it? The piano player.
The pianist.
The accompanist?
The accompanist.
The accompanist? Accompanist.
Yeah.
I believe it's accompanist.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. I'll ask Nada. She corrected me. I was like,
I don't know. Dude that plays piano.
Shout out to Dr. Z.
Yeah, we
shout
love you.
Dr. Z, we
you're
love
an icon,
you.
A legend, and the moment.
Yes.
And shout out to Nada.
Yes.
Shout
love
out
you,
to
queen.
Nada.
You're a queen. We love you. Slay.
Do you guys have a favorite choir song or concert that's happened in the past?
Oh,
and
you know,
why?
You know I do.
You know.
I know. I already, when I wrote this question down, I was like, I know exactly what Toby's going to say.
So back with our old director, which Caroline was the only one that wasn't there for that, but Because she was still in high school.
Yeah.
She was still a baby.
Should have dropped out. I was kidding.
Listen, yeah. The way they were messing with me, I considered.
Trauma. Yeah, so we did this song called Ad Astra. I don't remember who the arranger is, but... Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful song.
So
and
good.
There's like Latin, I think.
Yeah,
it's yeah, Latin. Yeah.
And it's just it's so beautiful and it's so dramatic in some parts. And okay, a little bit of TMI. So I've been hospitalized like a lot in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you don't have access to your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For like a lot of different reasons.
Right.
And so you get bored. You get so bored and you're trying to think of like any song that you can think of. And just, you know, just to pass the time, because I don't want to be doing a crossword puzzle all day, you know?
Right.
I don't want to do that Sudoku. I can't do math.
So. I've never done Sudoku.
Yeah,
same.
It's crazy. So,
I mean,
regular Sudoku player over here.
Oh my gosh.
So I just like, that was the only song that I can remember, like, for the past couple times I've been in the hospital for like long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It just, maybe it's that connection, but I love it so much.
So you just would sing that song?
Yeah.
Just I love that.
Did it make you feel better?
It did, honestly.
Mm. It's such a good, thank you for recommending it this term, because that's such a good song.
It is so fun.
It is
so fun. Yes, I can't wait to sing it.
It's my favorite song.
Yay! Caroline or Matthew? Okay. Favorite song, past, present.
Favorite song.
I'm gonna go last because I have a couple points to make.
Okay.
Okay. Shout out to Mr. Kinney, but
Mr. Kinney.
Favorite song that he ever had us do was "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas." I don't know why. I just love that song.
Classic.
And the one thing that I loved about it was once like everyone like graduated, he would like have us like, hey. All the graduating people would come up here, come sing with us. And I was like, oh. And I just felt at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So to further explain that, every winter concert, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is like the one staple. And it's always how he closes off the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so as he's getting ready to do it, he'll look out to the audience and be like, if there's anybody who... is like an alumni from choir who remembers the song and wants to come up and sing it, come up and sing it. So last year, I believe, I want to say last year, both Toby and Matthew had come to.
I don't know. I know that 2 years ago when both of you were in choir, I think both of you.
It was two years ago you had done it. And then last year, Matthew
that
had
is
come.
So
and
cool.
then this year, both you and I, both you and I, Matthew had gone. But, and best believe, next year I will be going again.
Right. I'm going again. We're
That's
going again.
So cool.
But I have a couple, like, signature moments for me in choir. Mm.
Signature moments. Yes. I like that.
Signature. Love that.
Firstly, I have a deep connection to the song I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
Mm, okay. Love that song you did.
That is the first solo that I performed. It was at my first choir concert that I did that. And because of that, I feel like I have such a strong connection to it. I also have a very strong connection to the song Flowers from Hadestown.
Mm.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Firstly, the first automatic thing is that Hadestown is the first musical that I saw live, so I have a strong connection to Hadestown.
Gotcha. Mm. Okay.
But then also, 1 year for choir, I did Flowers as a solo, but also that same year when I was in the theater show, I did Flowers as a performance, specifically because we were doing a whole Shakespeare thing, and you know, he referenced the Greek myths. So
shout out to Miss McCampbell for Vikings Go Shakespearean.
That was such a good show. And my first on stage show.
I know.
Wow.
That's so cool. I absolutely love the fact that you guys all went to the same high school. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for being in here with me today. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Toby. If you guys have socials, please go do it. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, go, Caroline.
On YouTube, I am Ruby_MUA. On Instagram, I am Ruby_MUA123213. And on TikTok, I am Ruby Caroline the Witch.
Okay, on YouTube, I am MatthewRodriguez175. On Instagram, I am Maddie the Harajuku Barbie. Or not Harajuku Barbie. I'm Maddie the Harajuku Tiquilera. On Facebook, Matthew Rodriguez. And on Twitter/X is MatthewR50343457. And on TikTok, I am, I know, right? I'm MatthewRodriguez834.
Yeah, I have an art account. I'll plug real quick. I don't post there, but I'm trying to. It's acrylic, as in like the paint, acrylic.anxiety with an extra Y.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.